Matthew Stuckey here, giving you another soul winning tip. And in this video, I want to talk to you about the idea of reincarnation. And you know, reincarnation is a belief system that is very common when it comes to countries in Asia. And you often see this with, you know, Buddhists and Hindus and religions such as this. You don't necessarily see it in all parts of the world or all groups of people that you talk to. However, many people have heard things about reincarnation, and you could even have people that classify themselves as Christians that have questions about this. Now, when I'm talking to you about reincarnation, what I'm doing is giving you a soul-winning tip. So the idea is that if you're preaching the gospel to someone who has questions about this, you're going to be able to accurately explain it so they're going to able to be get saved. And so when it comes to preaching the gospel is a very simple message that we're explaining, so we want to try to explain it in a simple way where they can understand it. I'm not training you to win a debate against somebody who believes in reincarnation. I'm just showing you what the Bible says about this topic. Well, the Bible says in John 3, verse 36, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." And see, the Bible says that he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Hath is a present tense thing, and the Bible's promise is you will go to heaven, you'll have everlasting life, and you have it the moment that you believe. But the Bible also says, "He that believeth not the Son shall not see life." So someone who does not believe the Son is never going to see life, but God's wrath actually abides on him. And what we're seeing in this verse and other verses in the Bible is that when you die, it's only one of two places. It's heaven or hell. There is no second chance. There is no reincarnation where you basically get put into a new body and you get another chance. But the Bible says that the wrath of God abides on that person. And of course, when you're looking at all the verses about soul winning, you know, the Romans 6:23, the John 3:16, the Acts 16, they're really comprehensive in and of itself. They fully teach everything that you need. So if you run into someone that seems to have questions about reincarnation, you could kind of highlight when you're at John 3 verse 36 that if you believe, you're going to have everlasting life in heaven. If you don't, then you're going to spend forever in hell. And so when it comes to reincarnation, one thing that can help people understand what's going on when somebody dies is this, that we have a body, soul, and spirit. That's what the Bible teaches. Just as we believe in a Trinity, that God is three and yet God is one, we are also comprised of a body, soul, and spirit. So the question is, what happens when a person dies? Well, when a person dies, the way that we really know that they're biblically dead is the Bible says, "For as the body without the spirit is dead." That's what it says in James 2. The body without the spirit is dead. So technically, we're dead, according to the Bible, when the body and the spirit separate. And what happens when a person dies, whether saved or lost, is the Bible says the spirit shall return unto the Lord who gave it. So our spirit returns unto the Lord, whether saved or lost. And us, you know, our body is just in the ground. It returns to the dust of the ground. What happens is the soul will go to heaven or hell. Now, oftentimes when people believe in reincarnation, what they believe is that the soul is transmitted into a new body. Now, the teaching of reincarnation will slightly differ depending on whether you're looking at Buddhism or Hinduism or Taoism or different philosophical belief systems or religions. But basically, they believe that the soul is transmitted into a new body is the general belief that people have when they have questions about reincarnation. But what you can explain to them is that we have a body, soul, and spirit. The body goes to the ground. The spirit returns to the Lord. And what happens is the soul is immediately in heaven or in hell. Now, there's many verses that teach about the soul going to heaven or hell when you die. One verse you could quote is Acts 2:31, where it says, "He seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption." So the Bible says about Jesus that his flesh did not see corruption. Jesus was dead for 3 days, and if you remember, Lazarus in the Bible was dead for 4 days, and it says, "Behold, he stinketh." But Jesus actually rose again before it came to that point where his body was, you know, decomposing or corrupting. And it says his soul was not left in hell. So what you're seeing is that the soul of Jesus Christ was in hell for those 3 days and those 3 nights. And when a person dies and they're saved, their soul goes to heaven. If they die unsaved, their soul goes to hell. And that's what you're seeing on all of these verses. So if you're running into someone who might have some questions about reincarnation, or maybe they have a Buddhist or a Hindu background. What I would describe is that the difference between what the Bible teaches and maybe their religious beliefs or other beliefs about reincarnation and similar things is that when we die, our soul immediately goes to heaven or hell. And what I would do is just highlight that as you're showing the salvation verses, such as John 3:36, that, you know what, if you're saved, you know what, you have everlasting life. If you're not saved, then the wrath of God abides on you. And the same thing you see in John 3:16 or in Acts 16 when it says, what must I do to be saved? And the idea is that if you believe, you're going to be saved from hell. You'll never go to hell, but you're going to go to heaven. But if you do not believe, then basically God's wrath abides on you. You're not going to be saved and you're going to immediately go to hell. So there is no intermediate stage. There is no second chance. And there's no verse that would say that your soul basically gets reincarnated into somebody else's body and then that soul gets a chance to end up, you know, reaching nirvana or enlightenment or going to heaven. No, but the Bible says that when you die, it's either heaven or hell immediately. Anyways, thank you and God bless.